Big issues. Raise the federal minimum wage. The heart of the issue. Critics say that boosting the minimum wage to $10.10 per hour could reduce total U.S. employment, costing up to 500,000 jobs. Supporters say a higher minimum wage would help working families and grow the middle class. Support? Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat, Massachusetts. Warren is a member of the Senate Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs. Oppose, Senator Pat Roberts, Republican, Kansas. Roberts is a senior member of the Senate Agriculture Committee. Support, Senator Warren. When I was in junior high, my dad had a heart attack. He was home for a long time. The bills piled up. We lost the family station wagon, and we were on the edge of losing our house. So my mother did what she had to do. She went to work answering phones at Sears. The job paid only minimum wage, but it was enough that we could keep our home. The story is different for working families today. In the 1960s, a minimum wage job would keep a family of three afloat. But in 2014, it cannot keep a mother and her baby above the poverty line. This is wrong. No one should work full-time and live in poverty. Right now, the game is rigged against working families. But it doesn't have to be. Raising the hourly minimum wage to $10.10 would help us lay a stronger foundation to grow the middle class. Who benefits from a minimum wage increase? The numbers tell the story. 88% of minimum wage workers are at least 20 years old, and one in four has kids, so at least 14 million children have a parent who would benefit. About 1 million veterans would see their wages rise. Every time a minimum wage increase is proposed, some employers claim it will cost jobs, but we've raised it many times through the years without seeing significant job loss. Many academic studies show no loss at all, and some indicate that employers may actually increase hiring when customers, including minimum wage workers, have more to spend. Raising the minimum wage is the right thing to do for American families, and it's simply good economics. Fewer people will count on food stamps or other kinds of government assistance to feed their families. Oppose, Senator Roberts. All too often with the Obama administration, regulations are proposed and the private sector has to simply figure them out. There's little certainty, predictability, or cost-benefit analysis. Recently, I questioned Secretary of Labor Thomas Perez at a Senate hearing about a minimum wage increase. I shared the story of a Kansas employer who told me she would have to let people go if forced to raise the minimum wage. She had crunched the numbers, and the answer was right there in black and white. Someone was going to be out of a job. In an attempt to answer my question about what he would say to this employer, Perez tried to compare a minimum wage hike to a smoking ban. The minimum wage is not a nebulous issue about predicting what smokers will do if they're forced to smoke outside, but a clear-cut business calculation with consequences for our economy, businesses, and workers. All Americans deserve the opportunity to work and climb the ladder of success, especially those who have served our country. Unfortunately, raising the minimum wage will not help those in need. The Congressional Budget Office confirms that doing so is likely to cost over 500,000 jobs. Employers report that when their costs are arbitrarily increased, they're more likely to seek out experienced workers and less likely to take a chance on young workers. This makes it harder for young workers to get a job and also hurts veterans who are leaving the military and looking for employment in the civilian world. As we discuss the minimum wage, we have to consider the challenges faced by U.S. employers as they struggle to grow. Contact your elected officials. The Honorable, name, U.S. Senate, Washington, D.C., 20510. Phone, 202-224-3121. The Honorable, name, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515. Phone 202-225-3121.